Yeah, but no one wants to hear from us right now because we've got Franco Harris joining us. Of course, Steelers Hall of Famer.
I want to hear from you guys.
Well, then we'll just keep talking. You just sit there and listen.
I want to hear what you have to say.
Everybody wants to hear what you have to say, though, Franco, in regards to just the atmosphere. And this is part of what you guys helped create with what you did in the 70s. How did that?
I see number 32 shirt. Can you
there you go. Still, you see still.
Walking into Bettis's. Oh, my God.
You still see that around town, and it's crazy. You don't see that in every other city, but you guys kind of set the legacy.
You know what? I flew in from Tampa today, and on that plane probably, and I'm talking about a lot of Florida people, and 90% of that plane were Steeler fans. And it was exciting. And some of the fans, it was their first time coming to a Steelers game, first time coming to Pittsburgh. And I said, wow, you know, like, how special is that?
And now we're joined by Alan Faneca, who will be in the Hall of Fame as well. And what could you guys have done together if this guy's blocking for you, huh?
Oh, my gosh. You know, I'd still be running. Come on. still be running.
How are you, Alan?
I'm doing good. How's it going?
Great.
Doing well. We were just talking with Franco about...
And he looks good.
He does look good. Yeah, you're not allowed to do that.
Oh, we got nothing to do but look better, right?
Now, like I'm going to say, are you lighter? You know, what's your weight compared to when you played?
So, I'm about 240 right now. I played at about 315, 320.
Wow. Isn't that...
Atkins diet?
Looking good.
No, I just cut calories and massive cardio. Just, you know, when I retired, it was like training for another season. And so I just put my head down and did
it. Now we're training for life. The rest
there
of
you
life.
Go. That's right. Yep.
And I tell people life. That all the time because people ask me, well, how do these guys lose all this weight after they're done playing? And they don't understand that you guys got to eat like 8,000 calories a day to maintain that weight.
I did. I ate a lot. There's one shake. This one shake I ate. So when I was training, I'd eat probably like two or three a day. In the off season, and that's the only thing I missed because, man, that thing was good. I never added the calories up, but I finally added the calories up when I started missing it, and it was in the thousands.
We were just talking to Franco about the atmosphere that's here that's going to be at Heinz Field tomorrow, and obviously you played in a great atmosphere. Those guys started it back in the 70s, and you've been able to see the benefits. How have both of you been able to kind of live your lives as now members of this Steelers family, so to speak?
Well, you know, myself, I still love the game. I do. And I love Steeler football. And what makes us feel so good and proud is that, you know, what we started in the 70s has continued, you know, with great football, great players like Alan, you know what I mean? And like that makes you feel good. And
there's a connection.
But I do want to say that once playoff time starts, it's a whole new level of feeling. The excitement, I mean the weather, you know it's cold, or coming to Pittsburgh, and you know, there's no tomorrow.
Yeah.
You know, this is all it's about, is that day. You know, that playoff game that day, that's all there is, and that's your total focus.
My first playoff game here in Heinz Field, my first playoff game period. And standing in the tunnel waiting to get called out, the fans are going crazy, the towels are waving, and the place, you could just feel it, right? If you just took a moment and paused, you could just feel it in your chest. And the little hairs start tingling on your arms, and I said to myself, I'm like, this is what I've been waiting for. This is what it's all about.
That would have been what, 2001?
Right. Yeah.
Yep. So that would have been the first playoff game at Heinz Field.
Yeah.
Ravens, yep. Right?
I don't know.
I can't remember now, but I'm kind of like you guys. I've seen so many playoff games.
I can remember
now,
my first playoff game.
I'll bet you can. Everybody still talks about
happened?
That one.
What happened then?
It was kind of a big deal.
Franco Harris, Alan Faneca with us here on the show.
What was that game like? Because Pittsburgh hadn't seen a playoff game in a long, long time at that point.
Well, you know, I mean, I didn't know because that was my rookie year, right? So I didn't know anything about the past and how bad they were, and didn't even think about it. They were never, I think, only one playoff game in their 40-year history, something like that. And so to me, this was my first experience too, and that was pretty wild.
A little bit.
little while. And playing the Raiders at that, you know what I
yeah,
mean?
Yeah, yeah. Alan, obviously you're up for the Hall of Fame vote again this year. Do you concern yourself about that anymore at this point, or you just let it happen? If it happens, it happens.
There's nothing you can do about it but sit back and you can't relax, but you can just sit back and watch the process and let it go and just enjoy the process and be glad that you're in the name, in amongst the names that are in the hall and the guys that are waiting to get in the hall and just enjoy the fact that you're in the conversation. And it really, I mean, it makes you sit back and pause. It makes me do. You know, you sit back and like, wow, you know, your name is being mentioned with all these people and, you know, you go through your life and your career and you're humble about it, and all of a sudden you're at the end of it, and you got to sit back and go, wow, I did that. And for me, it's just it leaves me speechless.
And like, I'm not Tim because, you know, he's here, but like, to me, it's not going to be a thing that if he gets in, but it could be a thing when, you know what I mean? And sure, I'd like to see it, you know, at this time, but you know, should be this time, but.
Now, Franco, you've been around.
He deserves to be. He'll get in there.
You've been around that for a long time. I mean, you've been in the Hall of Fame for a long time. Would you like to see that voting process maybe changed a little bit so to give maybe former guys who are in the Hall of Fame a vote?
Well, you know what? It was an interesting process because I was involved in the selection thing for the old-timers.
Right.
And so, you know, you bring up names, you know, we discuss it, and pros and cons, but there's only so many spaces, and there's, you know, and there's, you know, there's guys there that you say, wow, this guy, that guy, this guy, this guy. Now the process of, you're talking about sports writers and that sort of thing. Like, I think
you're not going to hurt my feelings at all.
I know. I was thinking about that.
Because I don't think it's a good process either. I think it should be more. I think maybe the sports writers should be involved in it, but I think the current Hall of Famers should be involved as well. I think you guys know who is good and who wasn't.
Well, I'm saying, like, there is discussion among players about that sort of thing, but. You know, that's the process. I'm not going to get deep into how we talk about it.
Well, let me ask you guys about this year's Steelers team, and specifically your position group. So we'll start with you, Alan. The offensive line, obviously really good guard play. David DeCastro, familiar number as well. What do you think about the Steelers' offensive line and what they've been able to do and the continuity they've had the last couple of years?
I think they've done a great job of building on that continuity, building from year to year and improving and getting better. You look at Al over there at left tackle, continually getting better. And they do a good job of meshing together and growing as a group. They don't just play individually. They're out there together as a unit. And really that's what it takes up front. You know, me as an offensive lineman, I didn't pride myself on getting my guy, but can I get my guy and help my buddy out? Or, you know, can I give him a little nudge and still get to my guy? And you start to see some of those things as a unit, and that's when you start to see some really good things up front.
Which makes it easier for a guy like Le'Veon Bell. What do you think about him and his running style as the next great Steelers back?
Right, and when you know, just talk with Alan here, that there's no doubt it starts with the line. You know, I mean, that's where it all happens. You know, that's what we rely on. And to me, there's no doubt in my mind that Le'Veon Bell, you know, the best all-around back in the league. No doubt about it. And he produces. And I guess in a way it makes me feel good saying, you know what, once again, it shows the significance of running backs to the offense. And I think that that teams are starting to realize that all just can't be the quarterback and passing. That if you add if you add the running game to this, that dimension changes everything for the passing game. It helps the passing game tremendously. Now, I'm not sure how the line feels about that with the blocking and with the pass rush. If you run, then they keep them on edge some?
Definitely, definitely. You know, you don't want them just teeing off on passing downs or, you know, if you're a pass-heavy team. I mean, that's all the time. They're just teeing off. You don't want that. You like the mix-up. But going back to what you were saying, Franco, you know, it's funny. The NFL goes through a transition every, you know, it's probably 5 to 10 years, you know. A couple years ago, nobody really liked tight ends much. Now, all of a sudden, everybody's like wants 3 and 4 tight ends on the field at one time. You know, yeah. it there's a cycle, you know. People don't want running backs. Now people are starting to see the things about running backs. You know, when I came into the NFL, everybody thought they could just throw anybody in there and play guard and just get whatever they can get. And then people started to see, oh, okay, if you get a guy that can do some things and move around a little bit, then there is an actual guard identity that we can go get somebody. And I think it's just interesting how that changes through the lifespan of the NFL.
Now, when people ask me, you know, about our line, and I never verified this figure, but this is what Rocky told me, that the average weight of our linemen in Super Bowl IX. Now, we did play with single-digit Super Bowls. Okay, we did go back that far. Okay, in Super Bowl IX, our average weight of our linemen, Rocky told me, was 237 pounds.
Hey, you could do it now.
Yeah. I'm too heavy. They make me go lose weight. I couldn't make weight on Friday.
But you think about that, you just, you know, we just shake our heads. That sort of thing, yeah. You know?
But the game is constantly evolving, and you know.
I think when Mike Webster first came in, you know, at the third round draft pick his rookie season, I think he was like 225 or 230. Yeah. You know.
Yeah. What was Jerome Bettis playing at the end of his career? You tell me he could have been an offensive lineman back then.
Yeah.
Guys, really appreciate the time. Thank you so much. And you got a prediction for tomorrow?
Win.
Hey guys, you know what? This is going to be a great game. It's going to be a great win for the Steelers tomorrow. And, you know, Steeler football. Like, I feel that we're going to start to see, you know, Steeler football now in the playoffs. And that's a whole new level. And so I'm excited. You know, I feel that energy. And I'm just getting excited. That's all.
There you go. I love it. I like it.
Well, I'm less excited because I was excited to talk to you guys, and now it's over. So, thank you so much for coming on. Appreciate it, guys.
Thanks, guys. Enjoy the evening, guys.
Franco Harris and Alan Faneca. They'll be here at Stage AE. So, if you're not here, mosey on down. Let's go. You still got some time.
Still people coming in the door.
Yeah, we're off here in the next 12 minutes, but the party will continue. Usually, when I'm out, the party's over, but this is different. The party will continue. To rock. Dale and I are going to come back after a couple of minutes, and we're going to give you our final thoughts on what's going to happen tomorrow. Give us some predictions. It's Dale Lally and Adam Crowley on Steelers Nation Radio.